the courses functioned in the temple at their appointed time that they were supposed to be there. Now, between unleavened bread again and trumpets, between the Feast of Tabernacles, which is when the courses actually began, and then, of course, to the springtime with the spring feast, Passover, unleavened bread. The various courses would function in the temple at their assigned times. The course of Abiah was there in Jerusalem 8 weeks after unleavened bread, and again 8 weeks after the Feast of Tabernacles. Verses 26, if we look at that, in Luke, let's go back to Luke chapter 1 again, and we'll examine a few things, because this shows us specifically the time that Yahshua would have been born. Okay, over here in Luke chapter 1, in verse 7. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years. Now it happened that while he was performing his priestly service before Yahweh, the appointed order of his division, according to the custom of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of Yahweh and burn incense. Now that's a special thing. He went in to not the Holy of Holies, but a very holy place, and he had to do that by himself. And the whole multitude of the people were in prayer outside at the hour of incense offering. And an angel of Yahweh appeared to him, to Zechariah, standing to the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled when he saw the angel, and fear gripped him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John." Now, Yohanan means, of course, grace of Yah, Yohanan. "And will have joy and gladness. Many will rejoice at his birth, for he will make be great in the sight of Yahweh, and he will drink no wine nor liquor." And of course, you can read about this. I believe it's back in Numbers 6, which deals with the Nazarites who had a special vow. He would drink no wine or liquor. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb. Now, of course, that's something also that points to the fact of those when is a child in the womb become a living person? Well, John the Baptist had the Holy Spirit while he was in his mother's womb. So if they would have aborted him, they would have been aborting someone who had already received the Holy Spirit. "And he will turn many of the sons of Israel back to Yahweh their Elohim." And of course, that is in fulfillment of what you find in Malachi chapter 4. "It is he who will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and power of Eliah to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the disobedient to the attitude of righteousness, so as to make ready a people prepared for Yahweh." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know for certain, for I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years?" The angel answered and said unto him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of Yahweh, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you shall be silent, unable to speak until the day when those things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their proper time." The people were waiting for Zechariah and were wondering at his delay in the temple. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he kept making signs to them and remained mute. When the days of his priestly service were ended, he went back home. After these days, Elizabeth, his wife, became pregnant, and she kept herself in seclusion for 5 months, saying, "This is the way Yahweh has dealt with me in the days when he looked with favor upon me, to take away my disgrace among men." So she was happy that she was pregnant, but she withdrew herself because she knew it was of Yahweh. And then it says in verse 26, as it describes Yahshua coming, "Now in the sixth month," this would have been the sixth month of the pregnancy of Elizabeth, "the angel Gabriel was sent by Yahweh to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Miriam. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, Yahweh is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was.